second year running. But the government's confirmed it won't be using the controversial computer algorithms it initially relied on last year. Now, teachers will decide pupils' grades based on coursework, essays and small mock exams. Now, these grades will then be checked with other teachers and by exam boards before they're officially announced. Joining us this afternoon on BBC Radio Leeds is former teacher Frank Norris, MBE, who's a special advisor on education and schools to the Northern Powerhouse Partnership and Co-op. Good afternoon, Frank. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you.
Now, there's no denying the algorithms relied on last summer was pretty disastrous. I mean, what do you think of the government's plans to leave it up to teachers?
Well, in a way, it was inevitable. I mean, we could see the sort of car crash that was going to happen last year. And in a way, that what the government did this year was just held on hoping that they would be able to see the exams through. But it was pretty clear from many observers that what they've done, the consultation that they've just completed, you know, this was likely to be the result sometime in the autumn. So we've lost a lot of time and there's a great deal of uncertainty. We're pleased that that decision's been made. At least there's some clarity now for moving forward. And in a way, there's no other alternative. It has to rest on those teachers who know their students the best. They know them well.
And what about appeal systems for people that feel they were unfairly given grades last year that didn't represent their work?
Well, we suggested that there should be a formal sort of moderation process between schools because we felt that that was an important element of a defence, shall we say. Because you've got to remember, so take an A-level psychology, there may be just one teacher in that department teaching that one subject. So in a way, any pushback on a complaint really rests very much with them. They've got the technical expertise. So we even though it's not part of the formal response from government, we're encouraging schools to engage with others to try and sort of ensure that there's that rigor and robustness around and the support really for teachers in terms of making the grade.
Yeah, you talk about support for teachers, actually. I mean, is this a massive pressure on our already stretched teachers?
I think it is, there is no alternative. But one thing that is interesting, I don't know if your listeners are aware, but the A-level and GCSE results, there's a two-day gap. So that period, the 10th and 12th of August, that's going to be really intense. As you've sorted your way through one set of exam results, you're then quickly into the other. And so what we were suggesting is that there was a greater span of time between those two events. We understand the A-levels need to come first because of the knock-on effect into universities, but we still felt as though there was an opportunity to let that settle before we then went for the GCSEs, which are normally a little bit later in August anyway.
What would your preferred system be?
Well, it's interesting looking forward. We are where we are this year, but going into 2022, we've got students now studying who didn't sit their GCSEs last year, who are heading towards their A-levels next year. And we think that there is now time needs to be given to what the solution is for 2022. And we think that that should be, yes, exams, but also this element of teacher input, teacher moderation, teacher assessment must be a key part of that, because actually that's the only way we're going to end up with a fair assessment, because the impact of the pandemic has hit children and schools in very different ways. If it was standard, it would be easy to manage. But as we all know, it's affected some schools, some children far more severely than others. So we need to be thinking now about next year.
Frank Norris, MBE, is with us this afternoon here on BBC Radio